The Lilac Bus by Maeve Binchy, read by Kate Binchy. Nancy. Nancy was early, but then she always was, and she didn't like being seen there too soon. It looked as if you had nothing else to do if you arrived far too early for the bus home. The others all arrived rushing and panting and afraid they'd miss it, because if they missed it, then they really did. Tom turned the key in the ignition at 6:45 and swung the lilac bus out onto the road. That way he had them all home before 10 o'clock, and that was his promise. No point in going home for a weekend if you aren't in the pub by 10. That was his philosophy. It wasn't Nancy's, but she was compulsively early for everything. It was just her way. She went into a shop that sold magazines and cards. She knew a lot of the cards by heart from studying them on a Friday. There was the big one with tears falling down it. Sorry I missed your birthday. They had the country papers in this shop too, but Nancy never bought one. There'd be a paper at home, and she could catch up on everything then. She examined her new perm in the big round mirror, which was not meant so much as a mirror as a deterrent to shoplifting. It was set high on the wall and at a funny angle, or she hoped it was. Otherwise the perm looked very odd indeed. She stared up at her reflection anxiously. Surely she didn't look like some small, worried animal with fuzzy hair and huge, terrified eyes. That's what she saw in the mirror. But of course that's not what people down at her own level would see. After all, everyone looked silly from that point of view. She patted her head and had another pang about the perm. It looked to her dangerously like those old-fashioned perms that people like her mother got in Rathdoon.